Now, with a kung fu grip, it's Rock Under Fire.
Let's have a little talk.
Dead air.
Crickets.
I have a little thing I prepared here. I just want to read, man, because it's a good talk up to the intro. Before it goes into Pat going live from the... What was the one that you were like, the shit, dick, something...
The goddamn Finkelstein,
the
shit,
goddamn,
kid.
Yeah.
You don't know what movie that's from? It's Up in Smoke. That was when Chong was mixing all the fucking... bananas and shit like that. Hell, I know a friend of mine. He works down in Colombia. Get you a job picking bananas with the Mexicans. I'll send you to college with the goddamn Finkelstein shit, kid. He's just fucking throwing all shit in blunder. Then it cuts into Up in Smoke.
Put my glasses on.
Okay.
Smart,
sorry, yeah.
Because this is radio.
Because this is
everybody
radio.
Can see
radio
it.
Free. Radio. This is radio free Fords. Radio free Fords. Radio free Europe.
Yep.
Radio free Woodbridge.
What's up? Represent.
Radio nowhere.
Radio nowhere. Is there anybody alive out there? Oh man. I'm gonna stand for this, man. Like I'm giving a speech. In Oliver Stone's fun but flawed film About the Doors, there's a scene where Ray Manzarek and Jim Morrison are walking on the beach, and they're talking about the big picture, the future. Why is my thing not registering on the chart? What's going on here? Why? Oh, I guess I gotta turn my microphone on. That would work. Yeah. The fuck, man? Hello? Check. Oh, there I am. Let's try that again. Take two. This is rare where I read something.
Okay.
In Oliver Stone's fun but flawed film About the Doors, there's a scene where Ray Manzarek and Jim Morrison are walking on the beach, and they're talking about the big picture, the future, and it was all the future. There was only a little over 10 years of rock history behind them, and the boundaries and lines had not been crossed yet. He knew foreseeably that they could write the story, the big story. And he tells Jim Morrison, he says, Morrison, we need to make the myths. We need to create the myths. Well, here in this fucking 21st century of rock and roll invisibility, amidst the wasteland of shit and insignificance we find ourselves in, we're going to talk tonight about remaking the myths. All right, then I want to have like Pat's little thing there, and then we'll get into the music.
Who you been talking to?
You.
Pat's little thing.
Pat's
Oh, shut up. I didn't even catch that. You did.
It's me being a jerk.
You were on the receiving end of that, so I mean, I guess I would get. I'd be bothered by that too. Wait a second. Especially,
so like a '70s rock kind of thing.
Like, you know, there are a lot of boomers who.
They
love that group.
He's spot on about that sound being there. I would think you agree with it.
I think it's like the singer. You know who he reminds me of is like, you know, like if Paul Rogers and Sammy Hagar had a baby.
Yeah. Paul
but
Hagar.
But on steroids. And he had, and he developed
really
like
good.
A steroid problem in high school or something. Like, so, okay, so Sammy
That's
Hagar
gross.
And Paul Rogers have a baby. And he becomes like a juice head in high school somewhere and just, you know. And you have rival sons.
Okay.
I
mean that as a compliment.
Okay.
Because he does have a powerful voice.
Lights out on the guitars.
I mean, what do they call it? I mean, is it?
I don't know what to call it. Rock and roll, man.
Yeah.
It's really just rock and roll.
Yeah. I never heard of them.
It's just a very particular sound, though.
I mean, it kind of reminded me of Thermate, like I said. It's got like a Black Crowes type feel to it, I think, too. Not as bluesy, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the vocal isn't as high of the range as Chris Robinson, but it's got some swagger behind it. It really does. It's 70s rock and roll.
Yeah,
record.
And what I was most afraid of listening to it, and, you know, I mean, Eddie Trunk has great taste in music, but Eddie Trunk is more a metalhead than anything else, and I think he's very partial to metal. So I was afraid that it was going to have that really compressed guitar sound that you only hear in metal music,
mm-hmm.
which it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's heavy, but I think it fits more into the 70s and
he's got a buzz
than it does the 80s or 90s.
He's got a buzz sound on his guitar that reminds me of Tony Iommi. Mm. Tony had that like there was like that buzz. I don't know how the hell they do it.
I'm not
a guitar player. But he is this buzz, like the second it sounds like he just plugged in, and you hear that.
Yeah.
When he's playing it, you kind of
sludgy
hear it.
And yeah.
It's just it's fantastic. It really is good.
Do some editing on this one.
Yeah.
Like the other day when you said she texted me about this artist that we're gonna talk about in a little bit. And what did I do? I immediately and streamed it. And
yeah.
By the end of the day, I had listened to both her.
Yeah,
both
two albums. Yeah. And then you go on YouTube and see how she looks when she moves.
Yeah.
You know, that's the other thing is you can then go and look at videos. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, I'm not complaining about it. It's great. I think Spotify's awesome. You know, I think as you get older, you don't have time to do that shit.
I like having every album you want at your fingertips.
Yeah.
Like at moments where, you know, like I said, Pat, check out Rival Sons, and he went and he checked out, you know, far more than I did, you know, and you got their entire collection right in front of you. You know?
So, or you get pissed because sometimes you're so spoiled. Like for the longest time, I was dying to listen to Pyromania from Def Leppard. It was just like one of those things. I haven't listened to it in a long time. I'm like, oh, I got to listen to that again. I haven't listened to it
so
long.
They're huge fighters of the DRM.
Yeah.
Still not on iTunes either, I don't think.
I think now they are on Spotify now. But like, yeah, you get pissed. You're like, what the fuck? I want to listen to this. That's such an easy one.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It was them, The Who.
Uh-huh.
Obviously The Beatles, because they made such a big deal when The Beatles finally came to iTunes. Believe it or not, Kid Rock was another one. Maybe Bob Seger. There's a handful, a handful of heavy hitters because of the DRM laws. They were like, no, fuck that. We're going to get 30 cents on a dollar for our music. It's ridiculous. Can't disagree with them there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned it was Def Leppard.
Yeah, it's just one of those, like, you know, it's like, oh, it's a great album.
Recent inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, might I add?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was just on Saturday.
I remember one day a couple of years ago, I had this like really, really, like I just had this craving for Pyromania.
Yeah,
and
I didn't have it.
And I used to have it on vinyl. I got rid of it back in the '90s when I didn't think I'd be playing vinyl anymore. And I haven't listened to Def Leppard in 30 years.
Every couple of years,
Def Leppard. I don't even think I uttered the words Def Leppard in 30 years. And then two or three years ago, I remember. I was just like, man, Pyromania.
Yeah.
Like I was like, and I went out, and for whatever reason, I was in Target, and I saw it for $5, and I bought it on CD. I was like, yeah, man, Pyromania, Stage Fright.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I cranked Stage Fright. I just like skipped the first two songs.
Yeah.
Photograph and Rock, whatever, Rock.
Until you drop, yeah.
So I went straight to Stage Fright.
That was, yeah, that and, what's the first one, the one before that, High and Dry? Yeah.
That's a great one.
That's a fucking
great
album.
That I have on vinyl.
Like those two. But, yeah, I was kind of in that mood to listen to them, and I was like, fuck.
What do you call it? Change? What was the one, their first record back when he lost his arm, like Alan lost his arm?
Oh, was it Hysteria or something?
It was
something?
In between Pyromania and Hysteria.
Rock and roll for a little bit there. That took a hair metal band, I guess, if you want to say that they were, or a rock and roll band.
They were like, oh, what?
I think they turned.
Yeah.
I think
well,
they turned into
out.
A hair metal band.
Yeah, because they started out as
they got like
they didn't even turn into a hair metal band.
They just turned into a.
They
pop
went pop.
Band.
They went like pop
they
rock.
They did what Van Halen did,
and went even not even Van Halen. They, I mean, like for kids in New Jersey and Iraq Z's to be listening to that fucking Def Leppard record, it ruined that band for me for a degree.
Yeah, Hysteria was horrible.
Well,
heads and shit like that.
They started
out
as a new wave of British heavy metal band
with
Priest, you know? They were like part of that whole crew.
Right.
So they had that distinct, you know,
I mean,
new wave British heavy, I can't talk, but yeah.
Like Tesla. I think they were like Tesla.
Yeah.
Tesla was, you didn't know how to categorize them.
Yeah, it's kind of their own thing.
Do with Hysteria. It's just like, we waited for it. I mean, I admittedly, I loved High and Dry. I loved Pyromania. So we wait, as Def Leppard fans, we waited for Hysteria for 3 years. The guy lost his arm. Okay, they're going to continue with fucking Rick Allen and his one arm. And they're going to do whatever they do. Yeah. Okay? Hysteria comes out. What the fuck is this shit?
Well. Let me
what
stop
is this?
You for 1 second again, because the first song that was released off of that was Rocket.
Yeah.
Women.
Oh, really?
Women?
Yeah.
Women. You sure? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rocket was Rocket. Huge, though.
I thought it was Rocket.
No, it's Rocket.
It's Rocket.
Was it? Yeah. I thought that was like one of the last ones. Okay.
No. It was Rocket. It didn't do very well. They were scared that the record was going to flop because Rocket didn't go crazy. That's
okay.
The one we were talking about.
Yeah.
Like all the British rock bands and shit like that.
In the song, yeah. It talks about like T-Rex and then Satellite of Love.
And they were scared. But that song I actually liked a lot on the record. Mm. And then they
pour
went,
some it, sugar on me.
Yeah,
then
it
was
in a completely different direction.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah, that was it's kind of like your argument about how Motley Crue went to Lavender. You know what I mean? It's kind of that turn
You know, because look, I give all the credit in the world to Rick Allen.
Pastel
you know,
rock.
Just take. just. I mean, you know, I was watching on the fucking HBO. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. and they were giving him an applause. I stood up and I fucking applauded myself in front of my TV, man. I swear to God, I did. I was just like, yeah, man, fucking Rick Allen, man. You know, the majority of their music I can't stand, but Pyromania and High and Dry,
great
and the fact
albums.
That this band carried on, man, in the face of what happened to him.
Yeah.
Not only him, they've lost the other guy to
alcohol. Yeah.
You know, he died of alcohol.
But consequently, man, I think that's the reason. For that sound, it was that electronic drum kit that they made, and that kind of became the future sound of Def Leppard. Unfortunately, cut the balls off.
But it's also getting a bigger record deal, record labels, and better production. That changes it.
That was huge.
Yeah,
they toured probably for fucking 3 years on that.
And they had seven hits off. Yeah. It was at that period in the '80s where everybody was just like pulling singles like crazy, and they were trying to milk albums for as long as they could go, and I mean as many singles as they could get.
I just remember Suicide Heights, guys in tank tops with big muscles and caprese fucking pants, listening to that record.
Yeah,
I was just like, that's not.
See, that's why I thought Women was the first single, because I remember being in Wildwood that summer, and it was the album was coming out in 2 months. And they were like, here's Women. I remember hearing it on the boardwalk. And I don't know. I could have sworn it was. But whatever. It was like, either way, I hated it.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
Like, I mean, Pour Some Sugar on Me. You go into every bar. It's always got to be sung. It's always got to be like karaoke.
Yeah.
It's like, I hate. It's like one of the, I don't know. It's just my opinion. I know people like it. You guys might like it. I don't know.
No.
It's just the worst in everything about the 80s. It's like every worst, the worst of every 80s trend.
It gives me weird feelings. Yeah. It makes me feel weird. I don't know. There's something nostalgic, but a bad nostalgia that's associated with it. Even the Trolls come out.
The Trolls.
Come
yeah,
out.
Us...
We need Trolls.
Offend the Trolls.
There are people out there listening to us. They're listening. They hear your voice, Marissa.
I know.
Say hey.
Tell me. Say what's up.
They know who they are. We love them.
Yeah.
Gas up the car.